Attorney General Bill Barr visited the Drug Enforcement Agency's offices in Phoenix Thursday to address what he called a serious challenge facing law enforcement throughout the country, increased methamphetamine trafficking. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins was at the press briefing yesterday and joins us now. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So can you explain this increased focus on meth and how Phoenix is involved?
Yeah, the Department of Justice launched Operation Crystal Shield in February of 2020, targeting eight U.S. cities, including Phoenix, that they say are hubs for methamphetamine trafficking. Since then, the DOJ has increased enforcement actions. They've seized millions of dollars in drug money and hundreds of pounds of meth, a lot of which was sitting around this briefing room the other day. Phoenix DEA officials told me 780 pounds of meth had been seized in Arizona in just the past few weeks, Mark, and that's apparently a large uptick.
So, Jimmy, do we know where the resurgence of this drug is coming from? Seems like the main illegal drugs we've been hearing about for years are now opioids.
Right. Well, Barr told reporters that the DOJ was targeting meth because the number of meth overdoses has been increasing nationally over the past several years. He said meth overdoses were up 17% over the previous year in Arizona in 2019, when more than 2,000 people died. He said domestic production, what we saw when meth was really ravaging the country a decade ago, has dramatically decreased. But what we are now seeing is mass-scale production labs in Mexico moving in to fill that void. Barr said the DOJ has been taking a two-pronged approach, cracking down on the large industrial labs in Mexico where it's produced and policing distribution channels for meth here in the United States.
Of course, Attorney General Barr has been in the spotlight quite a bit as a member of the president's cabinet and a staunch defender of President Trump. Did he address any other issues related to the current administration?
Yes. Right out of the gate, he was asked about the DOJ's involvement in defending the president in a defamation lawsuit by a woman accusing Trump of sexual assault. Barr said the White House had requested the DOJ's involvement, and then he defended the decision to grant it.
Courts have held explicitly that in a representative democracy like ours, elected officials who respond to press questions relating to their private affairs, even though they're their private affairs, as office holders, that is considered to be action in the course of employment.
Mark, Barr was also asked about previous statements he's made regarding mail-in voting. The Attorney General said he opposed the universal mailing of ballots to voters, saying it would open up a, quote, floodgate to potential fraud and coercion, but he offered no evidence of that. When pressed on statements he's made about counterfeit ballots, the Attorney General doubled down on the possibility somehow of foreign entities producing them in an attempt to interfere, but he didn't talk about the extensive protocols our election departments have that would detect and reject such an attempt. So once again, Mark, Barr cited no specific example of either someone improperly turning in someone else's ballot or of a foreign government producing a counterfeit ballot and successfully having it counted in a U.S. election.
All right. That is KJZZ on Attorney General Barr's trip yesterday to Phoenix. Jimmy, thank you.
You're welcome.